Right. Greetings, everyone, out there in the
podcast world,
radio world, internet. We call internets.
Yep.
Internets with an S because there is more than one.
All right. Well, this is it. This is the game room.
This is the game room live.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Well, you should know who we are if you're listening, but if you don't, I am Jonathan Bucciful Bajakia, and to my right, I have my co-host.
Me, it's Michael Dawson.
Michael Dirty Dawson.
Shut up.
And we have a special guest today is
Brandon Bangs Dawson.
Brandon Bangs Dawson, his younger, more attractive brother.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah.
I try.
But yeah, we're gonna give this a shot, see how we do. We're more of a on camera type, but we're gonna give the the podcast world a little try. So
see this way we can all be naked.
Yeah.
Right. I'm actually naked right now.
I was naked. I was naked for a couple of my videos.
We're gonna switch throughout the podcast. We're gonna change who's naked, who's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now I'm going commando. So
okay, we're gonna play Guess Who's Naked.
Oh boy!
But other than that, what are we talking about?
Well, this is the game room, so
guess we're gonna have to talk about some games.
We talk. Oh, that's nice. Drop my iPad.
Oh, drop an iPad.
All right. So we are the game room. We talk the latest in gaming, old and new, retro and current.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And for fun, we will also talk about movies and TV and what else is on our minds.
We can burp, right? That's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You gotta let one rip?
There we go. All right.
That's nice.
All right, so let's get this started. I guess the biggest news right now as we're recording, it was just released yesterday, the Xbox One.
I can't believe it. They're re-coming out with the original Xbox.
It's like, it's pretty confusing, especially if someone who's not into games and then they try to get into it.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, I'm going to get the Xbox One, then I'm going to get the,
so is the next
Xbox,
one,
is and then the 360.
Is the next one going to be the Xbox 2?
Maybe it's the 1.5.
The 1.5, yeah.
Well, don't worry. Some people were complaining about the design of the Xbox One, the way it looks and everything. Kind of looks like an old VCR.
It's really pointy.
Yeah, pointy. You could hurt your poker eyes.
I really thought they were going to name it the Xbox Infinity because
Windows 8. Yeah, that sounds cooler. But no, Xbox One. So then that means, the Xbox Slim One will be coming out in another year, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, all the people who thought that it would be called the Xbox 720. I think Microsoft went out of its way to name it anything but
the 720.
Yeah.
You know, even in that movie Real Steel,
the ad for it.
There's an ad on the side for Xbox 720.
That was I thought that
next one.
I think they were just playing with it. Yeah, maybe the next one.
Next one.
At least, I mean, PlayStation keeps continuity. You get the PlayStation 1, you get the PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and now PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing. They got their shit together, but Microsoft's just throwing whatever. Next, it's going to be
just
the,
like, you know what? All right. First number you think of. 360.
Yeah, and I mean, like, next everyone's doing partnerships with everyone, right? So, I mean, the next one, friggin' maybe Doritos will buy out a piece of Microsoft. It'll be called the Xbox Doritos Locos or something like Taco Bell.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Sweet chili Xbox.
The Mick Xbox.
The Mick Box.
The Mick Box.
Maybe Apple and Microsoft will come together. We'll get the iBox.
That'd be interesting, an iBox.
I think that's going to be Apple's next gaming console.
Yeah, probably. They're going to
iBox.
The
iPlay. Jump into it. The iBox. Yeah, iPlay. Or the, remember we were talking about before, the iFridge?
my fridge. Mini fridge. Got
a fridge that could,
the Apple sticker on it.
That could be music box or something, I don't know.
The eyeball.
So that's big news, and some games, they announced a couple games, a couple I'm looking forward to, Watch Dogs.
Yes.
Coming out, that looks incredible. Yep. Call of Duty Ghosts looks pretty interesting, the fact that you have a dog companion really...
The dog is the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah, right now it seems to be. That's going to add a lot of gameplay depth, I believe. So what's another one they had coming out? I'm shooting blanks here.
All right. I'm just gonna go off top. Well, still.
What was that? Oh, that's how it is when you record live.
That's what it's like in my apartment.
Live. Phone calls.
We're
that busy. That's why. We're that
important. I'm going to go off topic, but still on topic. All right,
keep going. Would you turn that damn phone off?
The Xbox One does not, it's not backwards.
Is that confirmed?
That is confirmed. As it's far not, as
so
I,
you can't play 360 games on.
I've read 7 to like almost 10 reports last night. It's confirmed.
I heard there's no indie support, so there's going to be no indie games for the arcade.
Well, someone chuck can that pick phone. Up the chuck phone. The phone.
Oh my god.
God damn wow. it.
People don't pay to hear this. Who's calling?
I don't know. It's...
Who's calling?
I don't know.
Caller ID, don't worry.
905 number.
905, it's Woodbridge or something. It's out north.
Well, that's past Steele's.
Here's what we do. Wait, just turned it on. Oh, boy.
We got a lot of...
All right, so what are the first opinions on the Xbox One? What was your first...
First impressions?
First impressions.
I think it's awesome.
It looks cool, sounds cool. I'm just, fancy graphic. I mean, of course, I'm going to get it. We're all going to end up getting it because that's how it is.
Yeah.
And you have to move forward with gaming because that's what everything's going to come out for. So you're kind of forced to get it if you're a gamer.
You're forced
to
get something, at least.
Yeah, you're forced to get it. I think I'm going to get that over the PS4 just because I prefer Xbox.
Yeah.
I might get the PS4, but I'm going to wait for it to go cheaper for sure, like I did with my PS3.
I think that it's a little too early to tell because I know that the first trailers for games always look way better than they end up being.
Yeah.
I mean, all the trailers that are out are all pre-rendered CGI, or at least it looks like it.
So. Yeah, they're usually pre-rendered, so.
So you gotta wait for actual gameplay to come out to actually know what the game's gonna be.
When
like.
Are they coming out? November? I believe, both of them?
No.
PS4?
It's not confirmed, like, an actual date.
I swear they're coming out this year, though.
They are coming out this
year. Yeah, it's around November,
though. Holiday 2013.
Yeah, November, December. I think around that time I'm gonna grab myself a Super Nintendo.
What I do like though is it with the new Call of Duty, it seems like they're really trying to make something different, which really like Call of Duty, it's always been like the same thing over again. There's like one more gun, and we're gonna add 10 more map packs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this one,
they're really trying to mix it up with
this
one.
They made it apparent that it's a new characters, new time zone, completely.
What is the time zone? It looked like future.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in the future.
Like I saw things.
Apparently, America has been taken over by some other country, and the government's in disarray. And you play as the last remnants of the U.S. Army
military.
Yeah, U.S. Like military.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like.
And there's plenty of dogs to spare in the future.
Yeah, apparently. Thank God the dogs lived in this. It's not full of cats or something. They're gonna be screwed.
Yeah. God help us
all. Be so screwed. Well, let's change topics.
You know what?
Let's forget
stay
this
with,
new hype of
let's
these,
stay
these
with
things.
The generation we are at now with the 360.
Let's. I'm waiting for GTA 5.
I am too.
I'm taking that over any new console.
I pre-ordered that, but I am just really disappointed. I can't play GTA 5 on the Xbox One.
You don't know that. They might port it. Who knows?
They might.
They might port it.
If it's coming out Christmas time, I think it's definitely going to be ported.
Yeah, I think so too. Possible. Sure. Well,
How long ago did Bully come out before
it was ported to 360?
Before it was ported to
360.
That's true. It came out like a year after. Yeah. So who knows? But who cares? As long as we get to play it, that's all that matters. Let's jump topics. Top hacks. Topics here.
I was going to say, because another game I pre-ordered.
No one cares what you pre-ordered, though.
It's a game I'm looking forward to.
All right, good.
Is, you know what, no, it's just...
Go, what is it? What is
Lego
the game?
Lego Marvel. What?
You stopped that whole conversation.
Yeah.
Lego Marvel.
Well, it's a game that's coming out soon, and
it's
I'm looking...
It's a children's game.
It's Lego and Marvel.
And it's for kids.
You know what? I have not played a Lego game since Lego Rock Band.
Well, and okay. So that does look cool, I will say.
Because, I mean, all the Lego games, well, like, they actually did upgrade all the Lego games now that they're open world. and voice acting.
Mm, yeah.
So I am looking very forward to this one.
Let's do a couple. You're heavy on your iPad and your iPod.
Yep.
iOS gaming. What are you playing lately?
Lately, here? I've been playing.
Let's do some shout outs to some indie developments.
All right. Well, lately on my Mini, I've been playing Ace Patrol from 2K Games.
Ace Patrol.
It's a free to play game, but there's if you want more levels, you have to pay. There's a whole British campaign is like 99 cents. Then there's a German and an Italian, all these different campaigns, but they're all in by like the whole thing for $4.99.
I was really enjoying lately Star Command, which came out recently.
Yes,
that's a really fun game to play.
That's gone through so many troubles, that little game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty fun. I like it. It's like I don't like Star Trek, really. I mean, I'm not a big fan. I like Star Wars better, but it's pretty interesting, because it's kind of like Star Trek, I guess. And, I mean, the older shows were a little interesting, even though they're slow and pretty dull. What else are you playing here? Trigger City.
Oh, Trigger City.
I just recently got it. That was a great game.
Yes, I've been loving that game so far.
That's a really fun game. Mm-hmm. Good beat-em-up with, like, 8-bit graphics.
Yep, and it's got this nice GTA feel.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Retro City Rampage feel.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really, really well done. Yeah, exactly. another one is Sidewalker.
Which Sidewalker, we know too which well.
Yeah, that game is awesome. On. I'm loving that, and we're definitely getting some good updates coming out for that game.
Download it. It is free.
Yes,
and,
please download it.
Good shout out to Andrew.
Andrew. Yes, Andrew.
And Gut
that Pella, man. Gut that Pella. Man. That man has made us into men.
Oh,
no, that sounded odd, but no, he's a great guy, and he really helped us. Guided us in this process, and it's an honor to help make a game for him. And
first game, I've always wanted to make games, and
and he gave us an opportunity, and we kind of did it in a way. And hopefully, there's be more and some DLC or whatnot for it.
Hopefully,
we'll probably put a link in the description or something so you can go over check that out.
Gun
Commando is pretty fun.
It's like Doom.
It's like a Doom Quake.
Yeah, but it's got this thing. Like weird 80s vibe to it. Like the bright, there's so
well,
much.
That's when
bright.
Those games are made, right? Yeah. So it's got that. It's harnessed it. And Free to Die is pretty fun.
Yep, it's Left 4 Dead, pretty much just dual stick shooter, online multiplayer, only for two people though. I really like it though. Another game I've been playing, but on my iPod, is Fish Out of Water.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Game Loft's latest, kind of like, you just have a bunch of fish and you flick them.
Game Loft. Game Loft is like the.
Or no, not Game Loft. Half Brick. My bad.
Game Loft is like the powerhouse of iOS games.
Yeah, but
they make everything. And
yeah, but the thing is,
I must say, a lot of the
time they rip off everyone.
They do rip off everyone, but I must say a lot of the times their games, they're half and half, because some of their games feel like pure quality,
yeah,
and the other half feel like just run of the mill average,
yeah,
whatever games. You know what I mean? Like they didn't really care to put any time into the game.
Like their GTA ripoffs here, Gangstar. Urban Crime and Gangstar.
Urban Crime
it.
is a
I can't stand Gangstar. It's a crappy game, and I just, ugh.
I've never really played it. I'm going to try downloading it here on your iPad. I don't want to play it.
Oh, it's stupid.
I want to try it out. Why isn't it loading?
It's loading. It's downloading right now.
Oh, is that what it's doing?
Yes.
I want to try it out. It looks interesting, but I'll give it a shot. What else is there to talk about, really? I mean, first episode, this is cool.
I guess another game I've been playing on my Mini. Been preferring playing on my Mini than my iPod was Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Oh yeah,
which has got to be classic to many.
Actually, let me play that right now.
Many people. We're doing a podcast.
Well, I'm gonna play and talk. I don't need my mouth to or my hands to use my mouth or whatever. Oh. That sounded weird. You know what I mean. But I'm gonna play a little GTA right now.
Oh, at least turn it down.
It's right there. I got it. But yeah, it's a PC port, right?
Yep.
So it's the exact PC as the PC, which is cool. It'd be cool if you could mod it.
No, what's cool is if you have it on Android,
uh-huh.
And I saw this on Kotaku just a little after GTA 3 got released,
right,
is some guy hacked his Android, and he had all of the PC mods for GTA 3 on his Android.
Well, yeah, I guess, because Androids are just like computers, right?
They're apparently easier to hack than an iPad.
Because you can get into the firmware and everything a lot easier.
Yeah.
Apple's got a lot of their stuff protected.
Yeah.
They got their shit protected.
Really tight security. So
yeah,
it's,
which is, it's good in a sense,
but it's possible, but it's...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good in a sense for them to, for their money-making reasons, you know, I guess they can make more money off it, but it kind of, I feel, limits them.
No, but that's
like, I'd rather have an Android over an iPhone any day, just because there's more you can do.
That's apparently why they don't do demos anymore, or there's less light versions.
Oh, they don't do that much anymore?
No. It's got to be, with Apple now, the game either has to be free,
mm-hmm.
or it's got to have a price point.
Why don't they do the demos anymore?
I don't know. I think they're tight because too many people play the free-to-play. And,
oh, they're just getting the light versions and not downloading the real game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, it's not like Apple needs any more money.
Exactly. But, I mean, anyway, there is other ways other than, like, jailbreaking because I just, every day you just see what new games are out and they go on sale very often.
Of them go for free. I mean, when a lot of games, even big, like especially big ones, when they go for free, I try to jump on that right away.
Exactly. Because
there's a lot of great, I got a bunch of great titles I didn't hear about. Like, what was that one? Stick something. No, Clear Vision. Clear Vision 2.
Oh, yes.
That game and, oh man, it's fun. It's just like Stickman sniping and it's pretty good.
What is it? GTA 3 has gone on sale so many times since it's been released.
Didn't Vice City go on sale for like $3?
It did. It went down from $5. It was on sale for like $2.99 for the first time.
I was broke when it went on sale. That's why we need the fans here to send us money.
Oh,
send us.
Don't send us money. Just like us and
subscribe to my YouTube channel, our YouTube channel, which I'm going to put the link in the description, and send me money. P.O. Box. Well, I don't have P.O. Box. I'm going to make one. You can send me money. Oh. And you can send me gifts, too. You can send me all sorts of crap. I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. But one day, if you want to send us anything, I don't really care. It could be a cotton swab. It'd be cool just to get something from the fans. But we don't have any fans, I don't think.
Hopefully someone...
I don't think anyone's even going to listen to this. No. And if they do, thank you.
You know what?
Thank you, because now we don't seem as pathetic.
Yeah, at least we're doing this for someone. You know what? Another game I've been playing, I just downloaded this yesterday. I played it a little bit last night, a little bit today. MLB Home Run Derby.
What is it? It turns off when the...
Yeah, it's...
That is
how
amazing.
It does.
I didn't know that.
That's technology.
I didn't know your iPad could turn off when it's got covered screen.
I don't know. That's how it works. That's what the guy said.
Oh, wow. That guy's a genius. Hey, Brandon's back. Where'd you go?
Secret stuff.
Oh,
you might have to take a crap.
But I'm back. I'm back and I'm better than Mike.
Shut up. Shut up.
All right. Brandon, you got anything you want to talk about here? Talk about anything. Anything you want. You have a wart or something, a growth anywhere you want to discuss?
That new game, Quantum?
Quantum Break?
Quantum Break.
What's Quantum Break?
It's a new 360 game. Well,
I watched...
Xbox One.
Oh, that game, yeah.
I watched the trailer, and I still don't know what it's about.
I don't think anyone knows what it's about.
Yeah, half of it was just...
It looks like some sort of telepathy... Mind control, you control time, you can teleport stuff.
Game of the year.
Nicolas Cage.
Cage.
I swear I heard Nicolas Cage in the trailer.
Nicolas Cage is in it?
It's
oh, God. It's
and
not
like
going to be.
Half the trailer, most of the trailer is like.
Live action.
Live action.
And focusing filming. On this, like, family.
Little and you don't
girl.
See Nicolas Cage? You hear him?
No, you hear him. You don't see him, you hear him, though.
And what does he say?
What the hell? Play this game.
He's like, why don't you come over here, daughter?
Come over here, daughter.
Get into the car.
I've got candy and treats for you.
And then it goes, and there's this weird
Ghost Rider.
Boat.
I'm Ghost Rider.
I'm Ghost Rider.
There's this boat, and then it goes right into a bridge, like,
don't make
in
me
the
angry.
Trailer.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
You won't like me when I'm angry. Oh, God. Who's slower, him or Keanu Reeves?
Oh, boy.
Trinity.
I'm Keanu Reeves. I'm happy.
Trinity.
I'm Keanu Reeves. I'm sad.
Something. What was that chick's name in The Matrix? It was Trinity, right?
I don't know. I never saw The Matrix. Trinity.
I'm Keanu Reeves. And I'm sad. I'm sad. Morpheus. Blue pill, red pill. Where's the yellow pill?
Oh, boy.
But I'm Keanu Reeves. Wait, that was Nick Cage. Whatever. They're all the same. God damn it. They're probably brothers or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Nicholas Reeves. That sounds kind of good.
Oh, we're almost at 20 minutes here.
Yeah, God, we've been talking that long. That's pretty sad. We had nothing else to do in this time period.
All right. Well, do you want to talk about other stuff other than gaming?
I think we'll keep the first episode kind of short because I don't think anyone really will listen to us for
an hour.
They won't listen to us for an hour, so we'll keep it kind of short.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet, like
Mike.
Like Mike.
Shut up.
Mike's 6'4".
So but you figure that out.
Mike's 6'4", but he's short and sweet. You know what I mean?
Shut up. Shut up. This episode's not going to air now.
Oh, it's airing.
It's already. This is live. It's already.
Oh, God damn it. We edited out.
No edits. Nope. This is edits. Raw and uncut. You know what? It's not the Game Room Live anymore. It's the Game Room Raw.
Game Room Raw.
That's what it's
that's
called.
That's the new name.
The Game Room Raw and Wet.
Ah. This is what the Game Room Porno.
Game Room Raw. I like that.
Game Room Raw. Game Room Live and Raw.
The Raw Room.
The Game Room Live and Raw.
The Raw Room.
The Raw. Bareback. The Game Room Bareback.
You know what? You know what?
Don't take your shirt off. Keep your shirt.
We gotta get some ladies on here or else it's gonna be the Game Room Brokeback.
The Sausage Party Room.
The Snossage Room. Whatever. Okay. Well, let's cut this here. We just like to say thank you for listening.
If you made it this
if
far.
If you listened at all, if you made it this far, yes.
You deserve a treat.
Stop banging on the desk.
All right, well, here's a cookie for our listeners who made it this far.
You want a cookie?
You want a cookie? I'll give you
a
cookie.
What's that? Okay. Yeah, well, thank you for listening and your support.
Yes, and be ready for the next episode.
I'm gonna fly my helicopter now.
He's going to go fly his little toy helicopter he got today. It's really cool.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. It's got LEDs and a spotlight.
Oh, fine with my phone.
Ah, God, try that.
Yeah, try that.
Okay, well, thank you for listening and watching the show. Be sure to check the description below. We're going to send links there for the YouTube channel and whatnot. And you can subscribe. You can like us. You can follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And
we'll put up links for Sidewalker.
We'll put up links for everything we discussed in this episode. Well, most of it that we said we would put the links up for.
The big things, at least.
And just stay tuned for our next episode, if hopefully there is one.
If we make it that far.
All right. Take care, Internet world.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.